CasinoCasino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I want you to remember something, that this year is the year of declaration, prophetic declaration. 5780, the Jewish calendar, remember? Pay the mouth. We're going to use that mouth to prophesy, decree, and declare. And what you decree and declare in the book of Job says will be established in your life. Amen. So don't stop now. I'm going to tell you every week, speak to that thing. Speak about the situation. Talk to your bank balance. Talk to your body. Talk to your children while they're sleeping even. But you've got to be speaking all the time the word of God, what you want. You say the way it's going to be. Amen. This is the year. I'm telling you something huge. In fact, the next decade is for us to speak, decree, declare, and prophesy. Amen? Amen. We are the ones that are in control. Amen. Say, we're in control. Amen. Thank you, God. So let's take our Bible, shake it all about, and let's make a faith statement. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Smile. Turn to your neighbor and smile. Come on. What have you got to be sad about? Just turn to the neighbor and smile, because God's got it and He's going to help you. Amen. And so tonight what I'm talking about is how to be free. Say, how to be free. You can put my title up, please. How to be free. The goal is freedom. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to show you a couple of ways on how to become free, but you can be free and released from all forms of bondage. Every type of bondage you can be free from. Is that possible, Pastor? Yes, it's possible. And you can be free from everything. So let's see. Go with me to John 8. And while you're turning there, let's see what we can be free from and what God says about freedom. Amen. And so while you turn into John 8, I'm going to be reading, I believe it's from the King James or the New King James. I didn't put that down. But John 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed in Him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He tells us that when you know the truth, that truth that you know has the ability to make you free. In the word of God, the word carries enough truth to set your life free, and it comes with power. Remember, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Remember that? We know that, Hebrews 4:12. And so it'll make you free. He says, when you know the truth that you know will make you free. Now, here's a side note. Think about what Jesus said in John 14:6. He said these words. He said, I am what?
The way.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Remember that? I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's saying over here, when you know the truth is going to make you free. Well, really, already, how did you get saved? Through Jesus Christ. The truth. Amen. I found out I needed Jesus. The truth came in, opened me up to receive salvation, and now I'm walking in salvation. The truth that I found out got me free from going to hell and spending eternity separated from God. I thought I had the truth, but I did not have the truth. In actual fact, I didn't believe a lie. I just didn't know the truth. I was brought up Catholic. I never once heard in my life that you need to receive Jesus Christ in order to be saved. I didn't know I needed to be saved. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I was not aware that I needed to get saved. I needed to become a born-again child of God. I didn't know that because I never heard that. Not once. Never heard it. And then when I did hear it and I started to research it to see what it said and I started to understand some things, then the truth came to me that I needed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Once I found that out, I acted on what I heard. And when I was at a church, they gave an altar call, and I got myself in a position to be in heaven for eternity. Amen? So, he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. And we just read that if you know the truth that you know will make you free. So you could read John 8:31 like this. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know me, and I shall make you free. Right. Then you shall know me, I'm the truth, and I, the truth, will make you free. Yes. I got free, I got saved through Jesus. Thank you, God. The truth of Jesus Christ and knowing him got me set free. Now there are five steps over here that I want to just show you in reference to our freedom. You can write these down. Step number one, first off, according to that scripture, first, you must believe on Jesus. Say, I must believe on Jesus. Remember, he said to those Jews who believed on him, you must believe on Jesus. Say it again, I must believe in Jesus. He spoke those words to the Jewish people that believed on him. So the first thing the scripture says is you must believe in me. You got to believe. Amen. So I've got to believe in Jesus. We're talking about freedom from all kinds of bondage. Freedom from disaster, from spending eternity separated from God. Number one step, you must believe on Jesus. Amen. And you've got to accept believing on Jesus and accepting Jesus and making him as Lord get you out of hell. You've got to believe on Jesus and you've got to accept Jesus. Just believing in him is not enough. Amen. Did you know that? Amen. You can believe all you want, but it's not enough. Look what the Bible says in James 2, verse 19. It says here, you believe that there's one God. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils also believe and tremble. Even they believe that Jesus exists, but they don't walk in any freedom whatsoever. Come on. Right. They're in no freedom, and they're never going to walk in freedom. Amen. They believe, even the demons and the devil himself believe in Jesus. Amen. They know Jesus. They've met Jesus. He whipped them on numerous occasions. They believe in Jesus. And yet, there's no salvation for them. Just believing in Jesus is not enough. Amen. Amen. So step number one, you got to first believe in Jesus. Step number two, those who believe in Jesus are able, only if you believe in Jesus, are you able to continue in his word. Unbelievers will never continue in the word of God. They don't even know the word of God. So you've got to believe in Jesus. According to that scripture, remember, he said to those that believe, if you continue in my word, say, I need to continue in the word of God. Now, listen, I'm a pastor, and I have to read the word of God. I want to read the word of God, but I have to read the word of God in order to bring the word to you. I've got to know the word. That's why we're doing Bible college right now on a Monday night, and we're doing apologetics, and it's really exciting stuff, and you're learning the Word of God, and you're learning about how to defend what you believe. Amen. Most Christians don't know how to defend what they believe. When someone says to them, oh, you just need a crutch, they fall apart because they don't have the answers. So apologetics kind of helps us out with that. And so the point about this whole thing is you've got to continue in the Word, and I have to study the Word. But if I just study the word to teach you, I'm not continuing in his word. I've got to read the word for me. So do I only study on a Wednesday because I'm going to bring a Wednesday night message? Or do I only study on a Saturday so I can bring a Sunday morning message? Amen. No. That would be wrong. That would not be me continuing in the Word. Amen. I'm not. There are many ministers, all they do, well, I wouldn't say many, but I believe there should be some ministers that study and read the Word only because they're preparing to teach the Word. That's wrong. If you continue in my Word, if I bring a Word for you, it's to help you continue in His Word, it's not to help me. I have to study the Word for myself. Now, what you hear and learn from this podium and from this altar, what you hear from here, you're supposed to take that with you and research it out further. Amen. Amen. You're supposed to take the Word. You need to get a hunger for the Word, or else you're not going to be able to continue in the Word. Because really, sometimes this morning God woke me up at 4 o'clock and yesterday. I normally get up at 5. But He's waking me at 4 all of a sudden for some reason. And I'm not going to argue. I just go into my office and I start to pray and read the Word. And I come out there feeling great and I'm not tired at all. And so the Word, you have to stir yourself up to read it. You've got to stir yourself up. And once you start reading this Word, I continue in His Word. I've received Jesus. Now I'm continuing in the Word. Only as a believer will you have the power to be steadfast and continue in His Word. An unsaved person doesn't continue in the Word. He's talking to those that believe. He spoke to the Jews that believed in Him. He said, if you continue in my Word, I'm speaking to believers here. You've got to continue in the Word. Let's just imagine right now that America turned out to be like North Korea. And God shoot you if you read the Bible. No more church. No more church, right? You can't have church. No mentioning Jesus, because there are countries like that. Middle Eastern countries, and they're persecuting Christians now more than ever. Well, I won't say more than ever, but more than in our lifetime. Because remember in the dark ages, in those times, I mean, throwing the Christians to lions' dens and that. But imagine there was no church. No, you're not allowed to preach Jesus. Does that mean you stop reading the Word? No. You would still read the Word. You would still read the Word. Now we know God says, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together. That means come together in groups like this. Now if we were really in trouble, if we got caught doing this and killed and put in prison because of it, God wouldn't say, you still got to come together. They had small house groups, underground churches. Things. You don't stop the Word. You don't stop the Word. See, they stopped the Word in the schools in this country. When do you think the trouble started in this nation? Listen, if your kids in a public school and they're not allowed to read the Bible there, you should be making sure that they're reading it at home. Or you're reading it with them. You've got to continue in the Word. Listen, if you want freedom from all kinds of bondage, you've got to continue in this Word. You've got to stir yourself up. You've got to set the alarm and say, I'm getting up early. Or say, I'm going to bed an hour later and I'm going to study the Word. I'm going to read the Word. You've got to continue in the Word, because in this Word, it contains life. Yes. Amen. The Word of God contains life. It contains healing, prosperity, peace, wisdom, joy, protection. It's all in His Word. So you need to force yourself to get excited about the Word. If it's what it's going to take, you know, if no one's there to encourage you, I suggest you encourage yourself. Come on. I'm not standing in your bedroom in the morning or in your office telling you, read the Word. Now, come on, it's going to do you good. No, I'm not going to be encouraging you then. You need to encourage yourself.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30.